you know, it was tender enough so that you could eat it right off the cob.
Yeah, roasting it. Boiling. With the corn on the cob and salt them and butter them and eat it right off the cob. That's a pretty good dish now, I know. You see on television where a lot of them serve that at lunch and people are eating it right off the cob.
What about this big thing that people like to buy around Halloween, make jack-o'-lanterns out of them?
Pumpkins.
Any of those go around here?
No. Used to be lots of great big things like that.
What about different kind of melons that grow around here?
Well, there's a watermelon, there's a what they call a rattlesnake. It's striped, and the other one is mountain. It goes rattlesnake goes long with stripes up and down it. They call them rattlesnakes. I used to and all, and the others they grow big round and all. And they get pretty big. But these here others run anywhere from 20 to 25 pounds. Them others run as high as 50 pounds. But they don't grow them here anymore. They quit. There's what watermelons. Now there's one little place down here advertises homegrown watermelons, but they're not very large. You know, they're small. But the most of them are shipped in from the valley and out of different places.
Do the watermelons have different colored meats?
Yes, some of them have a red, some of them have a yellow meat.
Is there any way to tell what color meat you have without cutting it?
Well, no, not as I know of. You've got to cut it to find out what kind of meat it is. There might be some that farmers that plant some yellow meat seed and they would know what kind of meat it would be. But then I don't know if anybody's done that.
Are there any other kinds of melons growing around here besides watermelon?
Well, cantaloupe. Some of them grow quite a few cantaloupes here, even here in the city. Some of them have got cantaloupe that grow here and all.
Do you ever see these things? A lot of times they grow wild in people's yards. They're about this size. And they kind of look like an umbrella that's open, has a slender stalk, and is kind of wide at the top. Some of them are good to eat, and some of them are poisonous.
No, I don't remember any of them.
Have any mushrooms?
Mushrooms?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but I don't know of anybody raising any mushrooms down here. Some of them used to grow wild, and some of them raise them for eatable purposes and all.